Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Numbers 19-96. M.R., Number 81A. The Churches of Revelation. Release requested for H. Muderspach, West Danish Conference. The messages given to the churches in Asia portray the state of things existing in the churches of the religious world today. The names of the churches are symbolic of the Christian church in different periods of the Christian era. The number of the churches, 7, indicates completeness and is symbolic of the fact that the messages extend to the end of time and are enforced today. While the figures used are symbolic of the state of God's professed people, the wheat developing among the tares, truth standing on its own eternal basis in contrast with error. I wish to emphasize the fact that the churches to which John was told to send the instruction given him represent all the churches in our world, and that this revelation to him is to be studied and believed and preached by the Seventh-day Adventist Church today. Christ came personally to John to tell him the things which are and the things which shall be hereafter. Revelation 1, verse 19. And he said unto him, What thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches. Revelation 1, verse 11. The light was not to be hidden under a bushel. In the revelation that Christ gave are linked together in a chain of truth the important messages of warning that are to be given to the world before Christ's second coming. The last message of mercy is to be proclaimed where it has never yet been heard. The workers are to labor with such self-denial, such self-sacrifice, that the message will be borne to those who have not heard it. Letter 110, 1902, page 4. To Dr. David Paulson, July 7, 1902. White Estate, Washington, D.C., April 9, 1956.